Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Markets topped $4 trillion for the first time on July 18, 2025, driven by inflows into Bitcoin and Ethereum, while XRP and other alts hit fresh highs and US lawmakers advance major crypto bills. The global crypto market cap exceeded $4 trillion during Asian hours as Bitcoin climbed above $119,000 and Ethereum neared $3,600. Bitcoin dominance fell to just over 61%, matching a three-month low, as institutional inflows into Ethereum ETFs jumped by over a third. Analysts see these shifts as the opening bell for a new altcoin season. Memecoins are back in focus after Pump.Fun raised $1.3 billion across seven rounds, including $600 million in 12 minutes, with platform fees now generating over $30 million a month. Some question Pump.Fun token utility as BonkFun burns fees and rewards creators. Price action for Doge Hat 2 and Bonk reflects growing appetite for launchpad memes. XRP set a new all-time high near $3.65, following Ripple Labs' partnerships with hundreds of banks and the end of its SEC lawsuit. XRP market cap topped $200 billion, and its USD stablecoin reached $500 million in 8 months. Ethereum also rose above its six-month peak around $3,675, thanks in part to BlackRock's iShares Ethereum Trust filing to include staking. Corporate treasury strategies broaden beyond Bitcoin. BitOrigin lined up $500 million for a Dogecoin reserve, while Bitmine Immersion and SharpLink Gaming now each hold over 300,000 Ether. Volcon shares soared after announcing a $470 million plan to buy Bitcoin. And the SPAC's merger creating Bitcoin Standard Treasury Company will debut with 30,000 Bitcoin on its balance sheet, led by Adam Back. On the regulatory front, the House passed the Genius Act on stablecoins and the Clarity Act on broader assets by wide margins, and sent both to President Trump on July 18. Reports also cite a possible executive order to unlock $9 trillion in 401k crypto and metal investments and remove taxes on small Bitcoin payments. Kraken launched US futures for CME Bitcoin and Ethereum amid these shifts. In Europe, Hungary added unlicensed crypto exchange trading to its criminal code with penalties up to 8 years. Spurring warnings of a short-term contraction. Meanwhile in the UK, former NCA officer Paul Chowles received 5.5 years for stealing 50 Bitcoin, now worth over 5.6 million. In court news stateside, ex-rugby player Shane Moore got 30 months for a $900,000 mining Ponzi scheme that promised 1% daily returns. Lady Ada remembers a time when we chased 80s arcade high scores in Cosmic Runner style. But today, the chase is for market cap milestones. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.